Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market put an end to a three-day winning streak. The ASX 200 down by 10 points or a fifth of 1%, back down below 6,100 points. The good news, though, we're still hovering around the best levels in 4 months. What weighed most heavily on the market today is certainly the banks, which faded in late trade. The big four down by as much as 0.75%, led lower by Westpac. Also, a number of big names released profit results and some of them disappointed investors, and none more so perhaps than Woolies, which fell by around 5%. Now, its net profit actually edged higher by around 1% to $979 million for the half, but it was certainly worse than expected and was weighed down most by its liquor division. It owns Dan Murphy's and BWS. Domino's Pizza also fell by about 3% after profits dropped around 9%. It was weighed back and held back by a number of one-off costs. WiseTech, the big weight on the technology space, it fell 10%. This has been one of the best performing stocks in that tech space for a number of years now, but its profits results today essentially disappointed, mainly in relation to its forecast for the future, which fell short of what some analysts were hoping for. Having said that, there were some standouts today. One of the best was Fortescue Metals, which held up the mining space. It rose 5.5%. So it released a set of earnings which were quite well received. It tripled its dividend to 30 cents per share. It was driven partly by a higher iron ore price that was realised by the group. BHP Billiton also up despite a bit of a pullback in its profits last night after market close. So investors seem to be quite pleased that it's decided to keep its dividend steady. A2 Milk, also a standout, lifting about 10%. So the company's profits up 55%, and that was driven by strong demand for its infant formula, particularly in Australia and New Zealand, but also across the Asia-Pacific region as well. On the economic front, we had the latest wages data today, which essentially was a bit weaker than expected as far as wages growth goes in the December quarter. But over the year, not much has changed. So we still think rates are probably on hold for an extended period. The Aussie dollar finally is a bit softer at 71.6 US.